Hello and welcome to Making Mental Machines by Dantalian Jones. If you don't know me, then it's time for an introduction. If you do know me, then you're probably aware that I do a great deal of writing and discussion on the topic of mind control. In fact, if you type in Dantalian Jones in the search bar on Amazon.com, you'll find several books with that name and the words mind control in the title. I settled on those words mind control as my specialty of interest for several reasons. One, I am sincerely interested in how the mind works, but also the words mind control have associated with them both a fear and a fascination. We are fascinated with our ability to control our own thoughts, and mind control also means that is possible. It implies that we can have our thoughts controlled by others, and that hopefully we can control other people's thoughts. So over the course of more than a decade and an entire career, I've compiled a fair amount of experience and research and application into that field we call mind control. In addition to the books on mind control, I've also compiled a CD series called the Delta Success Program, and have also done lectures and trainings on the topic. What I'd like to introduce in this program is the concept of making mental machines. A mental machine is an internal mental process that we go through that creates a predetermined result. The wonderful thing about a mental machine is that there is nothing that you can limit it to. It is as limited as your imagination, and it's all dependent on the results you want to get. For example, if you want to feel a sense of confidence when you're approaching someone you find attractive, this mental machine would automatically begin to generate that feeling. Or suppose you want to learn something very quickly. You would create a mental machine that would allow you to focus your attention, take in the information, process and sort it, put it where it needs to be, and then finally this machine would allow the information to become available exactly when it's needed. Another example of a mental machine would, supposing you don't have an alarm clock handy, but you want to awaken at a specific time, you would create a mental machine that would wake you up exactly when you need it. There really is no limit to the application of these mental machines. Knowing that, you can begin to feel a very positive, enthusiastic anticipation towards how you will learn and apply these mental machines into your life for your own benefit and well-being. That feeling that you have of anticipation is part of the fascination toward mind control that I mentioned earlier. Also, remember how those words, mind control, also generates anxiety and fear, and this technology of mind machines can also be applied to control other people, and people can be using it to control you. Later in this CD, you'll learn how you can create mental machines and install them in other people. Before we go into the detail about that, I want to give a caution and a warning. The warning is simply that it is best to apply any mental machine toward good. That simply means that if you're going to create and install a mental machine in others or even in yourself, make sure that it is for their overall health and well-being, and that in the long run, they and you are going to be better off for it. Now, knowing that, it is possible to create a destructive mental machine, but what you'll find is that it is a terrible waste of your energy. It will, in the long run, give you no net gain, and this we'll cover in more detail later on this CD. To create any of these mental machines, whether for yourself or for others, you'll need to know the basics. To get the knowledge, will be more than just listening to a CD. You have to do the processes to create the experience yourself. What you'll follow is a very detailed instruction on the process that you'll need to follow step by step. In doing that, you'll discover what it takes to create a mental machine. The process isn't difficult, but you do have to follow the steps. You'll find that you'll learn how to create mental machines in yourself, how to make them work automatically, and later in this CD, you'll learn how to create mental machines in others, sometimes without them even knowing it. So stay tuned.